Hallelujah. Good afternoon. Am I answering me now? Did you rest well? Okay, God bless you. I'm trusting God that at least before the 2000 years, the break time will leave, will come an appreciable fact. But by God's grace, you have the anniversary of the meeting later. So I don't know if I will go today. Like, there's so many things in my heart I'd like to communicate, but we need like 3 or 4 more sessions. So I'll just try and, I know I might not rush it. So whichever we'll get now, it really helps us. Someone said that I was really speaking fast yesterday. I said, Abba, this is one of my fluest way of speaking. Are we together? So I'll try and go a bit slowly today. I just want to really help us in Jesus' name. This is a crucial knowledge that we need to have as a child of God, and we need to walk in the reality of it. Hallelujah. It's a crucial what? Knowledge that we need to have and to walk in the reality of it. So, I want us to start this morning by recapping what we did yesterday. Let me see your hands. If you're not here yesterday, so I will know how much I need to recap. Please talk to me. Let me see your hands. Wow. Okay. Hallelujah. Hello. All right. I think I also opened the windows. Not the blind, not the windows. They change over to generator. That's what's happening. We're in Nigeria. I love Jesus. Amen. A day will come in Jesus' name that Nigeria will no more be on gen in the name of Jesus. Amen. This life of using generator is a bit abnormal. Are we together? That's what we are called underdeveloped nation. Alright, what happens? You appreciate it when you travel to just Ghana, not even the US, just Ghana, and then you stay like 3 weeks or 2 weeks without the sound of generator. The way you come back to Nigeria, you appreciate the sound pollution or noise pollution in our environment. Do you get the point? You appreciate when you have slept, you know, 1 week and 2 weeks, there's no generator. The same thing with the use of black polish. They go to some nation, you won't touch your shoes in many, many days for polish. Because it's not necessary. Sometimes I need for Nigeria. Glory to Jesus. We're going to pass in Jesus' name. So, alright. So, yesterday, I need my 4 guys with the 5th person. Just like that. Just come out. Yeah. 5 of you. Plus you. I need 5 guys today. Yes. Don't mind me. Alright. Just, let's, I want to. So yesterday we started looking at, according to your item. Yes. Except for, okay, just come here. I see this. Hallelujah. So yesterday we started looking at walking in the innocence of life. And we tried to, you know, we yesterday we understood our position in Christ. Hallelujah. Are we together? We did what? Our position in Christ. From that Romans 8, the mic is sounding somewhere, please. These are my voice. From Romans 8, we moved to 1 Corinthians 15 to establish the 2 kinds of men on planet Earth. Now, from God's perspective and from the scriptures, there are many men. Please talk to me now. How many men? 2. So we shared about the natural man. In that 1 Corinthians from verse 45 to 49 or to 50, we are told that the first man, Adam, and that there is a last man, and that last man is Christ. So I told us to have a 2 column, and on that 2 column, on one side you have the old creation, and on the other side you have the new creation. That under the old creation, we have Adam, the Adam created in the Garden of Eden. Are we together? And then we have the last Adam, which is Jesus Christ, who is the beginning of the creation of God, based on the new creation. Hallelujah. On the other column. And the next slide is that Adam is a living soul. to put a living soul on that. And that Christ, which is the last Adam, is a life-giving spirit, is there in those scriptures. Hallelujah. So when you become born again, you have transited from the realm of a living soul to life-giving spirit. Are we together? So songs like "Every Living Soul Praise the Lord" is not accurate for the new creation. This is not criticism. Are we together? Is that what? It's not accurate. Because you are not a living soul. If you are born again, you are a life-giving spirit. Have it together. And then, that all of that, you say, also the word first man and second man. First man implying that there is no pre-Adamic race. There is not like a pre-Adamic race. And the fact that Jesus, all the plans of God is centered in Jesus. All is centered in Jesus. God does not have any plan B apart from Jesus. Do we get that? Do we get that? And the fact that the first Adam, which is the man of God over there, who is the living soul, who we refer to as the first man, is actually a man of the dust. That is Eti. Are we together? A man of what? The dust. But the last Adam, that is Jesus Christ, are we together? Who we call a life-giving spirit, second man, is what? Heavenly man. Is heavenly. Is the Lord from heaven. Are we together? So we saw that contrast. And the fact that before we come born again, we are bearing the image of the first Adam. And David said that in sin I was conceived. Hello? Hello? And then that now that we are new creations, we are to bear the image. Are we together? Of Christ. Hallelujah. So, I will say that also implies the fact that Adam is a corporate man, a plural man. That is, there are people in the earth who are being reproduced in the image and the nature of Adam. And so, they are bound by the same nature. Are we together? Are we together? And the fact that the last Adam is also a plural man, there are people in the earth who are growing and multiplying in the nature of Christ. Do we get that? And above much of that, so the first Adam is a natural man. And as a natural man, in 1 Corinthians, we are told that he cannot receive the things of God. Hope I'm speaking slowly. I love Jesus. Hope I'm speaking slowly. All right, thank you. And the fact that Christ, the heavenly man, is a picture of the heavenly, of the spiritual man. Do you get that? The man that can appraise and receive the things of God. Get to that point. Now, I said we live like five rows. Now, all of the five rows is on the side of the first Adam. By virtue of sin coming to the earth, death came in into his spirit. That means Adam in the Garden of Eden died in that his spirit was disconnected from God. Immediately, he and Eve ate of the fruit of the Garden of Eden, the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Look at that. So there was a disconnect from his spirit with God. Fellowship was disconnected. That was death. Hallelujah. So, that plunged the soul of man into darkness. Into what? So, under that operation is a man living in darkness. That means a man that is not in fellowship with God. That means a man that is disconnected from God. A man whose life is void of God. Hallelujah. Whose mind cannot retain God. Do you get that? Now, under the new creation, are we together? Is a man who has the Christ. And by virtue of that, we told the first John, in him is what? Life. That life is what? Life of men. So there's life. And that life implies, not the physical life, but implies a revelation knowledge of God, the presence of God. Are we together? Are we together? And by that life, that man is able to navigate through the earth. Do we get that? And then, under the old creation is what we can put as death. And also life on the other column. Under the old creation, we can also put it and put love on the column of the creation. You get that? Now, under the old creation, we can also put the law of sin and death. Really, man's sin, the law of sin enter the earth. Sin is not physical. Sin is internal. The physical is the evidence of the internal workings of sin. Are we together? Sin means sin is internal, not physical entity. The evidence is sin in physical entity of practices like immorality. Now, sin is in three dimensions when it comes to the earth. There is still what we can call sin of the spirit, sins of the soul, and sins of the flesh.
But I can't get to that detail. Do you get that point? That's why when Jesus came, he gave them a new commandment. You know, I begin to teach them Matthew 5 downwards and told them that you have been told that to commit adultery is actually to actually take the physical action, your body, sin of the body, committing adultery. But I want to tell you that once your imagination, which is a faculty of your soul in the thought realm, conceives the thought of adultery, you have committed it. Hello? The man that looks lustfully towards a woman is what? Has committed adultery already. Or fornication already. Are we together? Because that's sin of the soul. And there are many who are guilty of that. They are not here. Particular pornography, glory to Jesus. They are not here. Talk to. Talk to me. Talk to me. They are not talking to me. Are we together? So, there is the law of sin and death working. I'm the law of sin working. Now, the law of sin brought about the law of death. Law of sin and death. Law of sin and then law of death. The law of death is the penalty for the law of sin. Are we together? So, we are told in Romans 6 that the wages of sin is what? Death. Hallelujah. But here is the gift of eternal life by which the law of the Spirit under the new creation has made us free from what? Law of sin and death. Are we together? Now, my last verse I want to say on that rule, under the old creation, is that we have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Man living as the old creation is only partaking of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is a symbol of entrance into death. There is no physical tree of knowledge of good and evil anywhere. Hello? Imagine you are going to the tree, you are looking for a tree. You are looking for a tree. The tree of knowledge is not a tree of mango. It's a symbol. It's a symbolic word. Go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Say, I'm thinking. God give me brain so I can think. Hello? You know, some people say, Adam Tapu. You say, Adam Tapu anywhere. Go to Jesus. Have you seen the tree before that is physical, that is knowledge of good and evil? Hello? So it's that time in church for me to open my brain and let God speak to my faculties. So it's symbolic. Are we together? Then the tree of life. The tree of life is a person. Who is that person? Jesus. Hallelujah. Is what? Jesus. And so the man who has gone born again actually has that tree. A continual particular of that tree will bring about salvation that is not the redemption of our body. Let's just pause on that. Up to this point, do you get me? So, when I explain further, the fact that Toshuku, as a natural man, say Toshuku, don't tackle Toshuku in school. Toshuku as a natural man means that his old creation is not born again. So, human individual that's not born again, in his life, there's sin nature. And the spirit. Hallelujah. And furthermore, is that there's what? Sin nature also that flows to the soul. And then it comes to become an habit. And that manifests his body. Hallelujah. Do you get that? Stealing is not an accident for such a man. Stealing is a way of life. Hello. Do you get me? And sin nature is not only in the evil, it's also in the good. There are a lot of good things that are still colored and painted in sin nature. Hallelujah. Just get that. You can go and study and see what I'm talking about. That's why our righteousness outside of God is as filthy rags. Hello? Are we together? Please talk to me. Are we together? Now, as a natural man, according to Ephesians 2, this human individual will find himself in human institutions upon the earth, or society in the earth. Are we together? Or what we call spheres of influence. Hello? Or what we call what? Like the family, education, religion, hallelujah, the media. Are we together? Economy. Are we together? Now, everybody has the family, totally. Even if they are an orphan, somebody give back to you. Or did you drop from heaven? Did anybody drop from heaven here? Okay, nobody. Now, the family explores more the nature of that individual. The sin nature magnifies in the family more and more. Particularly, if it's from a family that the father and the mom, they don't know the law. or maybe stay with an uncle or an auntie that don't know the Lord. How? I give us an example. Daddy says, when my friend comes, I'm not in the house. And that is in the bedroom. Go to Jesus. The guy learns lying by default. Are we together? Are we together? And so the student, when he gets to school, he will practice such things in other ways. Hallelujah. Is the lecturer in his educational institution, he will practice lying in fraudulent things in other ways, in many ways. Are we together? Even if the normal non-academic staff, he will still do what? Practice has to do with lying. Do we get a point? And that must apply itself to all that fears, economy, the media and the rest. Hallelujah. Now, and after that, these institutions, all these things in the air, they are controlled by spirit influence. They are what? When I read Ephesians 1, I'm talking from Ephesians 2, verse 1 to 3. He said, Paul said that place that by nature, we were what? By nature, we were children of wrath. That's before we came born again. That's what we're looking at. So, because of this world now, that's the next thing. Because of this world has influence on all the family. And what's because of this world? The ideas of this world. What they call that system. Are we together? System. The idea that rules the world. Are we together? The philosophy of this world. Thinking structure of this world. So every family in the earth, from Yoruba tribe to Igbo tribe to Ibu tribe, I love Jesus, to Biram tribe, glory to Jesus, to Awusa, to Fulani, they all have thought structures that rule them. And some of them are called cultures or traditions. True or true? Talk to me. Now, educational systems too, they have thought structures that also rule them. Are we together? The economy world has to rule them. A lot of books written. For example, books by Rich Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, there are books that, when you read them, they affect your perception and how you relate in the economic circle in the earth. Hello? Have you read Robert Kiyosaki's book? Go to Jesus also. Have you read The Richest Man in Babylon? George Clason. Aha. You know, it gives you a way, that book is giving ideas that affect how you interact with the economic sphere. Trust me. Even with your family, how you train your children. How many other things? Glory to Jesus. You guys didn't mention that you pay tithe 10%, but you said that you should pay 10%. Glory to Jesus. So your wife add tithe 10% to it. Are we together? So, this affects all the human institutions. Do you get the point? Philosophy affects what? Human institutions. Hinduism is ruled by ideas and philosophy of men. True or true? Buddhism, now talking about religion now, religion as a sphere. Islam is the product of the thoughts of Muhammad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The LGBT people, go to Jesus, lesbian, homosexual, transgender, what else? They are being ruled by thought. Hello. Now, this guy is spirit influence. What do I call it? This spirit influence, they affect, they are the ones that produce the ideology. It's not natural for man to be homosexual. Hello. Say to me, this guy and this guy, they are repelling poles. Big time repelling poles. Are we together? Hallelujah. Say this babe and this babe, they are big time repelling poles. So, it's not natural. That's why in Romans 1, talking about vile affections. Are we together? Vile affections. It's because there is a spirit that leads an homosexual idea, thought. And by the time that thought comes here, are we together? It affects this guy. Hello. As a natural man, anything of the devil can pass through. His spirit can be possessed. His soul can be oppressed. And his body can be oppressed. The workings of the devil in the life, listen, the life of a natural man, it can be possession, obsession, or oppression. A Christian cannot be possessed. Hello. Oppression are the signs of, you know, diseases, sicknesses in the body of man. Obsession. Big time soul disease. So, that's why when the homosexual spirit influences the sphere that they are in, and then it's influencing the soul, seriously, his emotions, it will actually see a guy. A guy seeing a guy having an erection. Have you together? The guy needs what? Deliverance. But the greatest level of deliverance is not casting out the demon. It's introducing the deliverer.
Hello? Are we together? Are we together?
I've not got the great message. I want to do this fast. I will have shown us from scriptures that deliverance, true deliverance in scriptures, is not just casting out demons. It is bringing in Christ and the Holy Spirit into people's life. All together. Because if it's empty, Jesus says, the demon will go and look for more, several. And the guy sits with what? Wash down. That's why I say, I was in the evangelist ministry for a long time. At the age of, what was my age that time? I think I was 19, 18. You know, we cast out Asmodi, Abaddon, go to Jesus. Okay, don't know those names. You don't know anything about the evangelist ministry. Go to Jesus. We cast them out, 7 to 7. Fast 7 a.m., 7 p.m., that's what I'm finishing. What is ancestral spirit? That is manifesting. Can't be done like this. That is what? Ancestral spirit. Hello? So, hallelujah. But I thought these guys, I thought they cast them out. They come back again, they are still dancing around. Question is that, we just casted the one half of this guy about a few months ago. Why is he back again and the one is still there? Because that time we are not taught that true deliverance is introducing the deliverer to people's life. Hello? Whether the deliverer, the guy is back, is a vacuum. He can still be. Or better say, obtained. Amen. So in other words, you have to really get that. So that's why a man now can be a lesbian. Because now you cannot feel for other women. Because the soul has been corrupted. There's an emotional feeling towards that woman. It is not natural. All these things are certain, but you will know. You just like just a natural thing. So say, I'm born that way. You're not born that way. If you give proper deliverance and you stay under proper apostolic teaching, you'll be delivered. I love Jesus. So, this affects, now, don't forget, this is influence through the ideas and philosophy, thought patterns that affect human institutions. Do you get that? That affects what? Now, here is power of the air. Say power of the air. The prince of the power of the air. See, here is a big boy. I was going to say that. So, here, power of the air, don't look at the statue, power of the air. Power of the air. Hallelujah. Religious spirit that put the influence here. And affect the institution. Now, this one I won't see in cities. They rule over cities. And that is that cities have a nature. Hello? If you get to Oshogbo, you can see nature in Oshogbo. If you get to Akure, you can see nature in Akure. They rule over cities. These are territorial. I'll say that. At this level, the worst here is territorial. In this place, the worst here is in the mind. Hello? I want to get that. Do you get that? Let me just pause there. I won't spend this on this much. Maybe you want to touch it. I've not tried touching one before for a lot of reasons. Let's just get this one clear. When you are fixed on this one, that's what Paul was saying in 2 Corinthians 10. We're there today. That when this one is sorted out, you cannot deal with all disobedience.
Hello?
What you talking about? Having dominion over territories in diverse realm. You got that part of Jesus' name. So when this guy is born again, hallelujah, when Colossians 1:13 is fulfilled in his life, what happens? Let me read Colossians 1:13 first. Colossians 1:13, okay, I'm even there. Who has delivered us from the power of what? Say this realm is darkness. Do you get that? Realm of natural man. Hallelujah. Who has delivered us from what? Power of what? Darkness. And I don't what? Transition us to the kingdom of his dear. So, go and sit down. I don't talk about this realm again. I want to stay here. Just come to this side. Toshuku. That's my guy. Look at Toshuku in school. I left Jesus. He's not from this realm and he comes here. Here comes Ephesians 2 where he said that. Is that still guy Jesus there? Talk to me there. That means he's above principalities and powers. How do you get that? Sweet influence and the cause of this world. Hallelujah. Are we together? The above what? And powers. So, God is saying that we live from this realm of life. Say, I understand. That is the first understanding of believer of love, saying, And what? I'm dead. Now, let's change to life. Come here. It's born again. The order of death is past. Now look at the order of life a bit. Hallelujah. In this order, it's born again. There's no sin nature in the spiritual man. No what? Hello. It's a new what? What does that mean? Never existed. Born anew, it's not, never existed. It's a new species completely. But that is spirit. It's born again. Not the soul. Hello? Not the body. If you have 10 tribal marks, they'll be what? Right there. They will wipe off after becoming what? Born again. Go to Jesus. Likewise, the soul that has learned over the years by interaction with the cycle of death or interaction with the cause of this world. Are we together? With the philosophy and top of this world is ensnared by those sub patterns. Hallelujah. So, we are translated the word for salvation relating to our what? Spirit. Now, Romans 12 explained the word for salvation of our soul, which is on the continental level till appears. That is what? Metamorpho. And that is what? Transformation. Be transformed by what? Renewal of your mind. In other words, escape the grip of the earth. Are we together? Move from caterpillar to what? Butterfly. Soar. Change form completely. Are we together? So it can activate the laws of life in reality. Are we together? Are we together? Are you with me? It's born again. But for that activation to happen, you must desire the sincere work, the sincere make of the word of God. That's first Peter. Hallelujah. That may what? Grow. Growth, where for? In the spirit. I will say this for that. Say, it has to grow in the spirit. Because what is doing is the seed of life. That seed has to be nurtured. What does it mean? Zoe is as a seed form. It has to grow by taking in of God's word. Not cerebral taking in. You know cerebral? A professor's way of reading the Bible. Hallelujah. Just to grow. Life flowing from scripture to him. Not only by reading scriptures. If you are a child of God, automatically you will start hearing God's voice. Hallelujah. So the dimension of hearing God's voice is also part of the growth. Glory to Jesus. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are what? Do we get that? Now that life begins to affect him and then also begins to infuse into his soul. That life starts to change his mind, starts to change his emotions and his will. Hallelujah. And so, the senses of the body, they start to conform to the direction of the Spirit via a soul subjected to the Spirit. So as a life-giving Spirit is giving life, life is flowing from the Spirit to the soul and to the body. Are we together? Are we together? Huh. Are we together? Huh? I'll come back. Yeah, when I come to natural, I'm a carnal man. So, the sin habit in the soul, habit-wise, because you have been learned over the years, is being destroyed as it's taken in the world, as a niche. A time comes that it's taken in the world as bread. A level of growth. You can't give a day-old bread. True or true? A time comes that it can, by practice in the world, what happens? The world becomes meat. Are we together? A time comes that it's not only looking at God's word in terms of what I can gain. Bless me, bless you. The spirit of enlightenment, knowledge of God, spiritual knowledge. At that point, the word is coming as honey. Are we together? So the four dimensions to the word in scriptures. Hallelujah. Both from the written word and as a proceeding word. Are we together? Do you get this point? Now, this guy, what the devil has done, to help him, he must be connected to God's institution. And that is what? The body of Christ. Say the body of Christ. Hallelujah. But this body of Christ are local churches. Have it together. And here, God has placed gifts, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers who are influenced by the Holy Ghost. Hello? Yeah? Spirit. The spirit influence here, I mean, who are influenced by the word of God, first and foremost. And the essence of the word of God came from what? The Holy Spirit. Are we together? Say to me, apart from the Spirit, I cannot understand the word of God. That's the reason why in Acts 6, Peter and the others, they said, motivate ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. In that order. Do you get my point? Abraham had no Bible. Noah had no Bible. Enoch had no Bible. Hello? So, the Holy Spirit now releases life from the written word. Are we together? And through encounters to the gifts in the body so that they can form Christ in this man. The formation is not in the spirit primarily. The formation is in the soul. Hello? What is the formation? In the soul. So I can be made conformable. To be made is the body. It's come to a place that you can pass to literal immortality. How are we live together? How are we live together? See, I understand. The issue of understanding rests upon me. Are you with me? Here we have the Holy Spirit. We have what? The Spirit of God, primarily. And here we have God's thoughts. Thoughts from the presence of God. God's ways. Hallelujah. Coming to that manifestation. So now, from the local church within the body of Christ, the guy's family pattern changes. That family pattern is able to escape the culture of the world, escape the philosophy that governs families in the natural man. Are we in it together? It's in the midst of this world, yet not of this world. Hallelujah. So in every sphere, we can think differently. So in economy, you can make money and give everything out. Hello? The grace to give is just there. Are we together? Are we together? You can be the righteous man in education, in your place as an instructor, as a student. Are we together? To this point, did you get me? Because it's this point. Go and sit down. There are only three of you. Now come here. Say with me, he's a natural man. I mean, is he? No. Let me start from here. Say, he's a natural man. He's a carnal man. And he's a spiritual man. Are we together? In 1 Corinthians 2, you will see mentioned the natural man. 1 Corinthians 2, you see that. In Romans 8, 1 Corinthians 3, you see mentioned the word carnal. Hallelujah. And you also mentioned things about the spiritual man, so to say. Now, this is not meant to be. Who is the carnal man now? We know the natural man, Abi, and we know the spiritual man. But we need to meet this guy. That's what I want to do now. I will pause for a while. Who is this man? Who is the carnal man? The carnal man, I read Romans 8, but let me just give some description. This guy lives in the twilight zone, where there's no total day, no what? Total night. This guy, he cannot be either heavily or really earthly. Are we together? This guy is a mixture. Hallelujah. Is what? Now, because of his carnal state, he's not really different from this guy in the thing that you see. Hallelujah. So to the carnally minded is what? Death. Even though there's no sin nature, but because he has refused to constantly overcome the sin habit in his soul, what happens? Anything of the devil can seem to flow through. Hallelujah. And so, you can see him fornicating. You can see him smoking. Are we together? And many, many, many other things. Now, this state is a dangerous state. For this state can lead to falling away from the faith. And I will show us. Now, say with me, one of the lies of the devil to our generation is eternal security. I don't care who's preaching it. I don't care where they're getting it from. I will show from scripture that is the lie of the devil. And I will go to see where they are trying to just hide from. What do you call eternal security? Now listen. When I say eternal security, in the context of the way they define it, one saved, you are saved forever, meaning that you cannot fall away from the faith and then you become careless with your lifestyle. It's a lie. It's what? It's a lie. People have fell away from the faith in the scriptures. All together. And they enter the delusion. Because you don't understand the difference between the issue of sin nature and the issue of sin habit. A sinner, say, in this realm, causes work. Hello? What works? I've seen believers that you know that he's really a believer. In their family, they die at 28. And 28, he died. Are we together? You are saying that he's a believer. I'm going to tell you that there's no cost. In this sense, to us, yes, in Christ, there's no cost. But in this realm, in carnality, causes what? Talk to them, they do what? They work. Because this guy has a mindset and is open to spirit that will empower causes to work. Are you together? This guy is an eagle, living like a chicken. Hello? This guy is a lion, but he's breathing like a goat. Are we together? Sorry. Glory to Jesus. I love Jesus. The kind of man, is a lion who can live like a goat or a dog. Are we together? Hallelujah. Don't mind them. The kind of man, not you. The kind of man. Are you getting it? Because you have to learn some of these things. So also our deliverance and the right because in the church, due to lack of correct thought and teaching on the frequency of God's word, we have had a lot of carnal men on our pews, and then carnal men on our pulpits too. And so what happens? We have the production of what? A carnal society. Instead of being the light of the world, we are like a lampstand that is not giving any light. Are we together? This is where you see that the same way the guy's dad divorced his mom, the same way the kind of man would do what? Divorce his mom. The same way the guy's dad made some particular specific mistake, the same way he will make exact mistakes. Why? The same thought running in the father is running in the kind of man. As a spiritual man, he was supposed to be disconnected from that thought. Hallelujah. The kind of man has been redeemed. G-E-N-E. There's regeneration, there's been regained, has a different DNA. But he's refusing to live up to that DNA. Look at that. Let's go from that. Just sit down. Thank you. Clap for them, please. Let's go from there. So from Romans 8, please. Let me just go to Romans 8. I want to see the kind of man and understand it. So, what has imprisoned us from being able to enjoy and experience the full reality, or not experience, express the full reality of the law of the tree of life in Christ Jesus is what? Carnal mindedness. Do you get this point? Are we together? What do I call it? And I would like to just show some scriptures and begin to give some explanation to that. Let's go to Romans 8. Let me just start from verse 5. Are we in Romans 8, 5? Talk to me, please. To this point, did you get me? This is the spiritual man and the natural man. The new creation is a spiritual man. It's an heavenly man. Hallelujah. It's what? Talk to me, it's what? Says me in scripture, God's truth comes in threefold. For example, Abraham, his seed are described as dust of the earth, stand by the seashore, and stars of the heaven. Are we together? Say over Israel, three kings, they reigned for 40 years. Now listen. Saul, David, and Solomon. Are we together? Say likewise. The worshippers, David, Tabernacle, there are three. You see Emma, you see Esau, you see Jerusalem. Are we together? Say, New Testament, Jesus is the way, is the truth, and is the life. Say your name. I do what? I live. I do what? I move. And I do what? I have my being. Are we together? Say, John wrote, I write to you, little children. That's the name of God. Say, he also wrote, I write to you, young men. So that the one that by the word of God they have overcome the wicked one. That is in their soul. Are we together? And the maturity is what? I write to you, Father. You have known the way from the what? The beginning. Are we together? So likewise, mindset in scriptures are described primarily in three. There's the reprobate mind, the mind of natural man, always going away from God. There is the carnal mind that comes to God today and tomorrow is into what? Into natural man. Is today heavenly and tomorrow is earthly. Are we together? And they don't call the mind of Christ or the transformed mind or the renewed mind. That's the mind of the spiritual man. And that's an ongoing experience. Do we get that? So in this place, that mindset that has been denied many of us into coming to fullness of what Christ has done for us, what we are going to look at. Hallelujah. And from there, we'll move on to how to deal with this. Do we get this point? You have to be able to see so you can identify the essence of the Word and the Spirit. And what the devil has done is that in the generation before us, he has succeeded in making some people a people of the Word, go to Jesus, and honor the people of what? Spirit. That is not enough to break the stronghold of carnality. Look at this point. Now, look at that, verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of what? The flesh. But they that are after the spirit do what? Mind of the spirit. Now, the carnal man, put that right down your note, the carnal man or carnal mindedness is to set my mind on the things of the flesh. On the things of the flesh. Set my mind on the things of the flesh. You know, in Colossians 3:1, Paul said, set your heart on things above and not what? Beneath. In other words, set your heart on the things of the spirit and not on the things of what? The flesh. Are we together? Are we together? Now, what does it mean to set your heart on the things of the flesh? Primarily speaking about setting our heart on things outside of God's jurisdiction. Hello? And there can be good things or what? Bad things. Let me give you an example. A man of God, a father in the faith, was sharing, you know, in one of his messages about a time that he finished from school. And in those days, because he did well, Commonwealth came for him to give him scholarship. He didn't solicit for the scholarship. He didn't apply. And he was PhD straight. I will leave that to Jesus. But because he's a spiritual man, God delivered him. Because if he came to church and give us a spoon that he asked me to give me Commonwealth, we'll celebrate him. True or true? True or true? Is it a bad thing? It's a good thing. But at just that time, he was having a time of fighting with the Lord, and the Lord came to him, he had a vision, and Jesus came to him in that vision and told him, take this letter and read. They will bring it to you tomorrow. It was Commonwealth scholarship. That letter was brought the next day physically, he saw it in a vision first and read it. And just gave him a second letter and said, read the second letter. Father Jesus. And that was the reply you would give them. And so it implied that he appreciated them for the scholarship, but that he is not accepting the scholarship. Because that was God's mind. Not to accept that word, scholarship. Because God's plan for him is not in that area of career. Hello. He was talking about study on weed. Something, one weed name like that. One something weed. I forgot the kind of the weed. He said, God has called to handle the weed of sin. Glory to Jesus. Not a botanical weed. Hallelujah. But imagine that he followed that path. With the year he was talking about was 1967. By now we'll be at the peak. That will be something outside of what? God's will. That is one of the apostles in church. Many of us are taking up things that God has not commanded for our lives. is carnality. Hello. Go to Jesus. Are you with me? Are you with me? Do you get that? It's because we will clap for him. By virtue of his salary, we will pay tithe to church. Hallelujah. He suspects you outside what? Talk to me. So it's not only, you know, because one time we say about things of the flesh, you are thinking of fornication, you are thinking of smoking. It's beyond that. All this issue here, the real thing is the will of God. What's the real thing? Kind of mindedness cannot allow you to press with God's will ever, ever. Number two. Look at verse 6. For to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. Are we together? Are we together? Write this down. The carnal mind brings death to the life of the spirit. Because the man who's carnal minded, who's walking in death, actually has God's life. Where? Talk to me. Where is Zoe? Zoe is in the spirit. The carnal mind brings death to the life of the spirit. So in other words, what that man is really saying to us? Say to me, when God speaks to me, his word comes directly to my spirit. God speaking, his spirit to spirit, his spirit to spirit, communication. Now listen. For that word to become a reality, to come to the visible, to become visible, that word will be incarnated by you. I want to get that. To be clothed in flesh. It has to move from your spirit to your soul. Your mind, your thoughts will be adjusted to the frequency of that word. Are we together? Are we together? Then your emotions, the moment of desire to see it come to pass. That is faith rising in your soul. That's living by faith that is produced by what? The word of God. No more living by sight. Are we together? Then your will must be able to make a choice in that direction. Hello. Put this down, time, move on. Put this down. Let me talk about the soul a bit. Put this down. Try to put something in my notes. Write this down. Woman's soul has three faculties. I thought before, I want to have a detail on it. Time, move on. The woman's soul, Holy Spirit. The woman's soul has three faculties. Number one. Faculty of the mind. Now let me tell you what that is, so you understand what I'm talking about very well. Faculty of the mind. You can put it down. This includes thought patterns. Faculty of the mind. I need water, please. Water. This includes thought structures. Or patterns, then put comma our memory. Hello, our what? It also includes understanding. Understanding, comma. Fourthly, it includes reasoning. Our reason. It also includes intellect. Then imagination. Put that down. Do you understand? When you were talking about the parable of the sower, talking about when the seed of the word is sown, and the sower does not what? Understand it. I want to get that. What happens? The part of the air. If I was kind of like that, so the part of the air will come out, they come and they take it away. That's the evil one. I want to get that. And so that changes your course. I want to get that. The basis cause is changed. The pathway is changed. And that's the man that leads the path of life. And when you lead the path of life, what happens? You are walking the way that seems right unto a man. What's the end? That is. Are we together? Write it down. The emotions. Now, we're looking at the story. The emotions. Six of feelings. The absence of all these things. Emotion speaks of feelings, either good or bad. Feelings. How you feel, good or bad. And these are result of good or bad behavior. Result of what? Good or bad behavior. That's our emotion. Or good or bad attitude. Good or bad what? That's our emotions. Hallelujah. Then, let's look at, okay. Example is this. You can take, look at this word, pain, sorrow, hallelujah. You know, at times you just feel like celebrating somebody. How's together? That's just there. That is just wake up, you are so joyous. You are bundles of joy. Are we together? Now, fear, some of those things that tell us an emotion. Doesn't freeze anyway. Now, the will of man in the soul is about the ability to choose and to make decisions. To do what? To do what? And that's very important. So, what I was saying is that my second point here, that the kind of man brings death to life of the spirit. That most times, things that should flow from your spirit to your soul, because the mediatorial realm between the spirit and the body is the soul. Are we together? The in-between is the soul. And anything that will happen in your body passes through your soul first. Hello? They do what? So, most times, when God speaks to your spirit as a light, now, there's a need for your mind, you know, your imagination, your reasoning, hello, your thoughts. You need to understand the word. Hallelujah to Jesus. To agree with this thing. When you agree with it, your emotion desires it. Hallelujah. When you think of touch, you feel good. Glory to Jesus. Are we together? You don't feel despair, you feel good. And then what happens? You're able to make a choice in that direction. That's why temptation to flow that way. It corrupts your mind, your imagination. You see, you dream it. You plan for the babe. Go to Jesus. Hello. Are we together? Then begin to desire it. Or you see all the charges in Candida flows through. Are you up to Jesus? At that point, it is difficult not to see. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. At times, it's the other way around. You know, you're still picking the signal from your spirit. You see the signal from the body. Five senses. I love Jesus. What you can touch, what you can see, what you can taste. Hallelujah. What you can feel. What men are saying. They are saying, so true, you cannot. In those days, you cannot. All that you cannot. And they said, I cannot. But God is saying you can. Are we together? Now you can what? You can. And so we really get that. So the carnal mind shuts down the life of the spirit. Shut down the life of the spirit. Number three. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, hostile to God. It is what? Talk to me, please. It is what? Write it down. The carnal mind is hostile towards God. Now, this enmity or hostility is described to us first in James 4. James 4, 4. As I read here, the ye adulterers and adulteresses. That is a realm. The word adultery, fornication in scriptures, you know, is a realm that actually, because when all that God hates about adultery and fornication, is actually this. God is the husband. What revelation of God is God is the husband. Now, it's a revelation of the faithfulness of God. I want to go. And that's why he came in Hosea. I told Hosea to marry the harlot. And to remain faithful despite harlotry. Talking about an unchanging faithful God. Type of faithfulness. So the real thing that God is trying to deal with in fornication and adultery is unfaithfulness. Are we together? Is what? So you see, Israel has, you know, gone after other girls and call them adulteresses or adulterers. What's God dealing with? Unfaithfulness of Israel to be single eyed, to have loyalty to him who is God. Are we together? So, in that sense, know ye not that friendship of the world is what? That means these are guys like Demas. What did Paul say? Demas has loved this present world. So what happened? Oh, something developed in his heart for the things of God. So what did he do? He left Paul. But I know that he came back. I left Jesus though. Are we together now? Now he did what? Now he came back. Look at that person in Jesus' name. So I think that according to 1 John 2 that says, love not the world, neither things that are in the world. Because what? This is what they are what? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes are what? Whoever loves the world does not what? Love of the Father. So this realm makes it difficult for this man to really love God. And when we don't love God, we are prone to error. We are prone to take wrong steps. Hello? Are you with me? When we don't love God, what happens? We are prone to error. So, the kind of mind, by being hostile towards God, implies that it cannot accommodate the love of the Father. Are we together? All together. Let me go to the next one and ask what the real danger. I mean, what was the real danger? I want to show us. Let me just go back to Romans 8. Romans 8. Verse 7. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can what? Talk to me, can what? This is talking about resisting God. Not the law of God implies lawlessness. What do I call it? The kind of man is the name of lawlessness. Are we together? Those guys in Matthew 7 that Jesus talked about, that they will come and say, in my name. Matthew 7. I'll try and pause here. I'll try and pause after this point. Ah, Jesus. I think I'll finish this. Matthew 7, please. Now listen. These are what your Bible red letters. We have been told from Sunday school that red letters were Jesus' words. No, be so. Is that not true? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into what? Talk to you, enter into what? Some of them themselves, they are saying here that these guys are not born again. It's deception. But he that doeth what? This is not about. He that doeth the will of my Father, which is what? In heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not what? Is that what you prophesy? So wrong. On this case, these guys are lawless. They are what? In the name and in thy name you have cast out devils. Is it about to cast out devils? Are you not helping people? And in thy name, don't many words. Wonderful works is wonderful works. And then I will profess this, the verdict of the Father. Hallelujah. Unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. NIV says, either practice. Say practice. It's not accidental. You practice on it first. Hello? You are missing that big thing. How to speak on the word, but because of your capacity for the prophetic, you could see guys with something in their life. And to impress the guys and validate yourself with the prophetic gifting, you say, stand up, go to Jesus, I just give you a word. Hello? See, by the grace of God, I just stand up right now. I can give you a holy word. That is the truth. Not present to it. But I find that that's not the mind of God for such a meeting. Are we together? Doctor, are we together? And then the moral seed behind your prophesying is important. The moral seed behind the cardinal levels is important. Hallelujah. Imagine, oh Jesus, what I want to teach just for this time in church. I'll say it now. I'll say teach it again. Nevertheless. Say to me, Jeroboam. Talk to me, say Jeroboam. That was a guy that was given, oh Jesus, it's 2 o'clock. Jeroboam was given what we call a blank check like David. God wants to do what he did with David with Jeroboam. Hallelujah. And he was given 10 tribes. How many? Who gave him? His wisdom. His industrial. God gave him. And the son of Solomon, Rehoboam, was given 2. But the issue is that they go every year, God is commandment for them in that day to worship in Jerusalem. Are we together? And Bible says Jeroboam thought in his heart. Say me, he thought in his heart. His imagination started to see that if they start going to Jerusalem every year, their heart will turn to Jeroboam. Hello? Hello? And Bible says because of that, he devised. Say devised. That means he created something. But that creation is not divine. You know what? What do you devise? He put an idol in Bethel and put the other one in Dan and said, behold, O Israel, these are your gods. What did he do again? He created priests to minister to those on those altars. Are we together? Are we together? What did he do again? He shifted the feast of tabernacles to a different month. Hallelujah. Some people are in ministry, or some people are even doing things that there are other people doing the same thing. That's very careful of such things. That means that there are people that plan meetings to do another person. Hello? Hello? You ordain somebody into ministry gifting expression and has no call in that area. It's a Jehovah's face. It's in a class of Matthew 7. Hello? That's what I advise you. There's nothing wrong in being in a sphere of influence. That is not religion. That is not church. There's nothing wrong studying as a lecturer. Being a nurse that's doing well. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't wait until you have mic and you're preaching like this on preaching church to be fulfilled. So for me, if God has not come to this, I will not take it up. Hello? In fact, yes. Yes, you have disclosed that. God must help us. You know, we are following the very funny pattern. You have forgotten that you are not picking up rain. True or true? People have learned that they are being fed. Now imagine that I want to do a meeting. And God has not commanded it. Ah, you are your God. You don't understand? How do you raise the money? You have to start manipulating people's hands. Because there will be no provision what has not given a vision for. Hello? Some of us have solved that issue in some other ways. Competing with your friends in their career. Or some of us want white collar. God has spoken to you. Eh? Toshuku. Are you up to Jesus? Are you together? Go and start making nine long. Polluting bags. And you are like, oh God. I graduated from the rest of the battle. I have MBBS. I'm doctor. Toshoku. Say, well, what are you doing at all? Dr. Toshoku. I'm selling for the team bags. How together? The pride of life. Hello. Everything John was, it was only a thought in his heart that when they go to Jerusalem, he will lose them. it was in a place that was not able to trust God enough for what he had promised. It's the one thing for you to receive God's promise. It's a different thing to keep it and sustain it. Are we together? And to keep and sustain it, you walk in continuous faith. From faith to faith. Are we together? It takes you from glory to glory. Are we together? And then you move from strength to strength. Hallelujah. Do you get the point? Glory to Jesus. When I proposed, I went to sleep. What God has given me will not pass me by. Today, the phone is there. I love you, Jesus. So, brothers, when you propose, go and do what? Relax. But we need to maneuver, do everything. Waste your money to take her out. With what you're just getting, yes. You want to just spoil her, I don't know, yes. Ah, we together. We fear, and they start to block every other brother. Hello? She has not said yes, no, but you are also very possessive. Ah, why did you make her at 9 p.m. now? She's not yours yet. Glory to Jesus. And the sister has to beware. Tell sister, beware. You got up in Jesus' name. It looks funny. This manifests in different forms. Oh, there it goes. Titus 1:15. I will pause after this. In Jesus' name. I'm ready to yours. I wanted to pause after this. I want to show something here. I don't mean after this scripture. I mean after these thoughts. Unto the pure, all things are what? The problem was the corruption of Jehovah's heart. And that comes to the New Testament Christianity understanding. That's why our heart got to be pure. Now look at the danger. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is what? Talk to me, oh. But even their mind and what? Conscience what? Now this is a big problem. The mind is a faculty of what? Of the soul. A continuous cheerlessness with the carnal mind, which is an unguarded mind, an uncontrolled mind, an untamed mind, all together, can lead to defilement of the conscience. Where is the conscience? Faculty of your spirit. And God speaks its light on your conscience. And that can produce either a weak conscience. Hello? Is it scripture? What do I call it? Or an evil conscience. In Hebrews. Or eventually, a seared conscience. At that point, you've lost 100% sensitivity. You can't just get God again. May you not get to that level in Jesus' name. Yeah. 1 Timothy. Number 13. As we pray. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy. According to prophecies which went before on thee, that thou mightest by them wage a good warfare. I can't come to this and I turn out to live up to this. But let's go to 19. Holding what? Faith and what? A good conscience. There's a good conscience and there's a pure conscience. Which some having put away concerning the faith have what? Talk to me, they have done what? Is it your Bible that people made a shipwreck of their faith? You know what I'm saying? Their faith was sailing on the sea. And like Titanic, hit the rocks as bad as it had to sink. When we got to a defiled conscience, we can lose faith. We'll not lose faith in Jesus' name. Do you get that point? How do we see this? Question. As wise to pray. Your thought structure. What is it set on? I don't have a mind here too. What is it set on? Is it set on God's plan for you? Or is it yoked to your parents' plan, which may not be God's plan? Hallelujah to Jesus. Activities in your life, towards marriage, in school, in education, in your place of work, in your career? Is this question on God? Alias Jesus. Your emotions. Your choice on a daily basis. Are you winning in your mind? Are you overcoming in your mind? Are you advancing in your soul? Are we together? How many good things have you done in life that is not God? Why do you want to stop doing them? Go to Jesus. You know, we are very funny in church. We are so much concerned about fornication. You don't get divorced, eh? For instance, church, it's too far. You don't mention your needs. Are we together? If I want to put it in two words, do you live daily from fear or from faith? What is Mrs. Awolowo saying? Don't you go to Vigor? Let's start our feet. Oh, what can I play for you? Take this song, I'm no longer scared to fear. Rise to your feet, please. As we pray, rise to your feet, please. Okay. All right. I'm not going to take the fear, please. Put on the screen because of people that may not know it. I want us to pray with that. Let's pray with that.
Hallelujah. 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 All right. Amen. You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance.
I want us to pray. We are praying with that.
From my enemies.
You are a child of God. You're not bound to fear.
Till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into a family. Your blood flows through my veins. Oh, yeah. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh yeah, I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear.
I'm no longer a slave to fear.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
Declare it from your heart. Lift up your hands and declare, I'm no longer a slave to fear.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer.
am surrounded by the arms of the Father, and I am surrounded by songs of deliverance, by songs of deliverance. We can lose the weight from our bondage. We're the sons and the daughters. Let us sing our freedom. Oh, 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 so I show the world right through it. You surround my vision, stop and laugh. You rescue me and I to stand and stay. I am a child. You click the seed, you click the seed. So I could run right through my Jesus was in perfect love. You rescued me and I can stand and stay. I am the child of God.
Ephesians chapter 3. Keep standing, Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted, and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all things what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ that passeth knowledge, that you are filled with all the fullness of God. Even that our soul is liberated, set free to walk the ways of God. A realm where there is no fearlessness, where our hope is rest and is assured in God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask according to such structure, set on the things of the Spirit, according to the power that worketh in us. unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end.